I'm with Professor Gobardhan Das, a professor at the Center for Molecular Medicine at Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru University. Professor, welcome to The Print. We are right now confronted with this COVID-19 outbreak of coronavirus. And in India, more than 2,600 people have tested positive. There are about 70 cases. This is on Saturday afternoon on the 4th of April. But you have an interesting hypothesis about India and why, so far at least, at this stage, it is doing better than other countries in the world. Tell me about it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me here. And indeed, we are working on various aspects of tuberculosis and doing research how BCG vaccine efficacy can be actually enhanced or can be done better for various immunizations or vaccination. So this story, when the COVID-19 came out in China, myself and Anand Ranganathan, Professor Anand Ranganathan, one of my colleagues in the center, discussing how vulnerable our Indian populations are. Mm-hmm. So looking at the spread throughout the world, if you see, there's a very fantastic correlation between the BCG immunization and the vulnerability towards the COVID-19 susceptibility.
How do you explain? For example,
I can tell you right at this moment, Spain, which is not BCG vaccinated, mm-hmm. they got this 120,000 cases, active cases of COVID-19.
No, so you're saying that the population of Spain,
yeah.
Where there has been a high mortality rate from the coronavirus
yes.
outbreak,
yes.
does not have a mass immunization of BCG.
BCG.
Like we have in India, for example.
That's correct.
Okay.
And when you are comparing, this is just nearby country, which is Portugal, which is only have the 9,000 cases. Mm-hmm. So basically, Portugal is mass immunized with the BCG.
Portugal has mass immunization.
Right. So there is a difference. Then further correlation I can give you, for example, Brazil, they started immunization with BCG in 1920. They have, last night, they have statistics is like this, 8,066. Japan, they started BCG immunization in 1947. They have only 2,617 cases. Iran, they started immunization in 1984 and they have 53,000 of COVID-19 patients.
But Iran, which started in 1984, which is about 36 years ago.
That's correct.
But why is it so high in Iran?
That's because, see, this is BCG, the efficacy over a period of time, it fades away. Mm-hmm. So therefore, this is mostly the susceptibility mostly in elder populations. If you look at the death, the susceptibility towards 60 plus ages. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they made a big population in Iran, those who are not BCG vaccinized.
So the older population.
That's correct.
But what about, are you saying then that in India, where we have had this mass immunization of BCG, basically tuberculosis, right? What is BCG?
BCG is a mycobacterial strain, which is in bovine strain. So basically,
a cattle strain,
and this is after various subcultures. This has been this lost its virulence, and this been used as a vaccine for TB and meningitis in children. BCG not only protects from the TB but also many other diseases like leprosy. Uh-huh. Or many other viral infections. And what else we really do not know at this moment.
So tuberculosis, yeah. meningitis, leprosy, you know,
that's
three
yes.
diseases
right
now.
Right. Okay. And BCG actually protects children from meningitis and the disseminated TB.
That's well documented.
And this is BCG is actually almost 100 years old. It's been invented in 1921. Till date, this has been immunized throughout the world. And this is immunization happen.
But yeah. in India, where the immunization first began in 1948, soon after independence. So what is your argument?
Well, in 1948, after that, we are mass immunized. Not only that, we are not only talking about not only BCG, but also mycobacteria-like strain, environmental mycobacteria. So this is, here is another thing, why our population is better protected. There are two things. Once this is immunized, we are already vaccinated, and that means our immune system already in set. This immune system, if they do not see further infection or further incidents, they over a period, they slowly fade away. But because of mycobacterial, other mycobacterial strains, environmental mycobacterial strains are available, or often we are encountering these mycobacterial strains, our immune response is always little bit of, in you know, our base level is high.
So compared to, you know, the worst cases right now, US, Italy and China.
Right.
Now, China, so US and Italy, also UK, they are not mass immunized with BCG?
No, UK, US, Italy, they are not immunized with BCG at all.
And why not?
So this is because, mostly that's because BCG doesn't protect. BCG is developed to indent that for protection against TB.
Huh.
So basically in adult pulmonary TB, BCG is completely failed. So BCG doesn't protect from the adult pulmonary TB.
Mm-hmm.
Because of intention was to develop vaccine against TB, where it is not working. So that is what BCG is not given to these populations.
What about China? China has to have an immunization campaign?
Maybe China has some population is indeed there. Immunized with BCG.
But they still had very high death rate.
The very high death rate. Once again, I said this is the BCG immunized population, but that that immune efficacy or the immune response over a period of time fades away.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you got re-immunized, the vaccine efficacy or the immune response may not last long. So therefore, they are also vulnerable.
So these last few weeks, end of December, in fact, on the last day of December 2019, on the 31st, the Chinese came out publicly and said that there was this infection that was rampaging across Wuhan, Hubei province, and it was called the novel coronavirus, right?
That's correct.
Now, in these last 12 or 13 weeks or so, How did you come upon this argument that the BCG gave populations of India, for example, a greater immunity or a pre-immunity?
So this is basically a correlation with not only India. So in I'm talking about correlation from the other countries. If you look at the
gave the example of Spain and Portugal.
Spain, Portugal, and the European countries, those who are really immunized and non-immunized. If you look at the carefully from incidence per million people, and because of population number may vary country to country, that's what we calculated, number of cases per million population. If you see, those who are immunized with BCG is much lower. Incidence is much lower. That is what the thing is. And what we believe is because of not only that, myself, Anand, we talk about the something called hygiene index, hygiene and non-hygiene theory. Those who have less hygiene, that means those who are exposed to the other
more infections,
microorganisms, their basal immune responses or basal immunity always higher than those who are live in the hygiene
but
countries.
But this is common sense, Professor, is that if you have exposed to, you know, more diseases, more infections, your immunity is higher.
Right.
So, but right now there is no conclusive proof that BCG, that the BCG immunization or the BCG vaccines gives the person a greater immunity. Is there any proof?
Well, there is, directly there is no proof. However, so when there is a certain correlation, certain degree of correlation, one can really can guess it, right? So
okay.
That is what it is.
So you're correlating and you're coming to a conclusion.
Right. And also that nowadays, there are several papers that are coming out. And
where?
In fact, many of the papers coming out saying that is because of something called innate memory response. Just yesterday, the paper came out in PLOS Pathogen saying the BCG actually mounts the innate immune response.
One second. Where is this paper?
PLOS Pathogens.
Okay.
So this is a journal, medical journal. It's called Memory Innate Immune Response.
I see.
BCG can mount innate immune response.
What does that mean?
That means the innate immune response, that means innate means always is a pretty much non-specific.
Mm-hmm.
That means BCG can mount an immune response which is non-specific but little high, right? Mm-hmm. Because of higher immune response, and that is stored in memory, and any infection comes in, they immediately will go and neutralize that inbreeding bugs.
Okay. Where else is there information internationally where this kind of hypothesis is being clinically proven?
It's clinically, I don't think this is any...
Not yet.
Not yet, but
okay.
Especially when we know this is... COVID-19 infection,
yeah.
There are many work is going on. However, one thing I can tell you, there are papers last year in Cell and saying this is, or the paper in Nature just a few months back, the saying that BCG immunization can mount something called trained immunity,
mm-hmm.
which is mean trained immunity means they are not in the adaptive immune response, but in innate immune response, there is a memory.
So you said there was a memory innate response,
right.
Then there is trained immunity.
That's correct.
The Max Planck Institute in Germany is also now conducting some trials using the BCG vaccine.
Australia is trying.
Is Australia doing?
Australia is simply just vaccinating with BCG.
Already?
Yeah.
To protect against COVID-19?
That's correct. That is the first track they're trying.
So when did this happen?
I think there are very many newspapers came out. I can give you this.
Just a few weeks old?
Yeah. So this is already they're trying. They're, not only that, the paper in Nature, this came out just saying that there are four countries already, they're starting, they're for trying for BCG vaccination.
So that is the US, Germany, Australia.
I think Netherlands. I can give
and
you the
Netherlands.
Paper. Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
That's right.
Yeah, so basically there are four countries already there starting. And then there are many, many more news coming out. The many countries are trying right at this moment.
So do you feel then, Professor, that in India, for example, we are in a state of lockdown. We've been in lockdown for about 10, 11 days now. This is going to continue till the 15th of April.
Yeah.
How are we coping, do you think?
I think we are really doing much better. I think we are fine. The only thing is, this is, let me tell you the two things then. In Indian population, we are doing much better. That's because of two great things happened. Our visionary Prime Minister, the Modi government, what they did is very early lockdown,
mm-hmm.
which is the biggest key that actually prevented all the spread.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, Indian population, what we believe, have better or higher base immune response that is also protecting. Two things working together.
Because of BCG.
BCG and subsequent microbacterial strains.
Right. So lockdown plus pre-immunity plus exposure to microbacterial infection.
That's correct.
So that has helped the Indian population, according to you,
that's correct,
in dealing with the coronavirus
that's
outbreak.
Correct. And if you look at our graph, if you compare our graph versus any other countries like US, Italy, or Spain, for that matter, UK, so this is a graph is looks very different. We are doing absolutely fine, except in one small peak. Because of that,
The Tablighi Jamaat.
Okay. That is what, otherwise,
we are really absolutely doing fine.
But are you perhaps, are we all perhaps hoping too much? I mean, we are all very grateful that this is the state right now. But as a scientist, I mean, do you feel that there is, that you are being more hopeful than the reality on the ground?
Well, I mean, I think we are hopeful, and hopeful that's because of logic. Because as you see, practically, our graph, looking at the graph, so we are doing much better than with compared to other countries. Second thing, so basically, always there is, in spite we are exposed to many, many organisms, pathogens, Indian population, if you look at the per number of population versus infection is much less, right? So that is what we are. We are exposed, but we can, we are immunized. We are protected.
Right. So have you spoken to the government about this, Professor?
Well, I mean, I sent my proposal to principal scientific advisor, and he and
Mr. Vijay Raghavan.
Yeah, Professor Vijay Raghavan, and send it. He sent it me to the DST, and then I send it to DST. Let's see what DST does.
But you have had conversations about this, and you feel that this is what it is.
I
because
feel
you're
so.
An immunologist,
right?
So this is your business, right?
Yeah.
What does your peer group have to say in India and abroad?
Well, I mean, in abroad, I'm talking about only those who I know. They said this is a fantastic idea.
And like who?
Like my colleague in US, the Professor Chinnaswamy, Bill Vishai, and Deepak Kaushal. These are all my friends and colleagues. In India, I'm talking about many, many scientists, like, you know, the and one of them, my good friend Anand Ranganathan, and Shalil Mitra at Ames, and Tapan Majumdar in Agartala. So these are all medicos and the scientists I'm talking about this. And then indeed, what we are doing is, right at this moment, we actually, a group of scientists consists of myself, Dr. Neil Sarovar Bhavesh in ICGEB, Anand Ranganathan, and Dr. Dipendra Mitra at Ames, and Dr. Tapan Majumdar at Agartala. We are teaming up to generate a kind of this vaccine, and probably we can give a better vaccine to government.
To generate a vaccine?
Yeah. So basically what we had already, BCG related vaccine, what we have in hand. So on top of that, we are trying to, you know, express some COVID-19 proteins in it, so that it can give you even better vaccine efficacy.
But you have to have trials for this.
So this is a already BCG is, we all are tolerated. All everybody is given. No problem.
Okay.
So this is the modified BCG is already passed. So this is when that modified BCG, we are modified even a little bit. That should go.
So where have you done this? In your lab?
Yep.
You're already doing it?
We are doing it.
So how long is this going to take?
We get another three to 4 months.
But then what happens? Then you have to undertake trials, right?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. And
in the meantime, I'm not saying that we should not start BCG or that that other improved vaccine we should try. We should absolutely, right at this moment, from tomorrow, if I am, in my opinion, we should start immunizing right away.
Start immunizing the population again?
Yes, revaccination.
Of BCG?
Right.
The entire population?
No, just those who are in the risk group.
Which means older people?
Older people, doctors, those who are taking healthcare workers, and the households, those who are taking care of COVID patients.
What about hydroxychloroquine? There was some talk that that could also be a prophylactic measure.
Yes, hydroxychloroquine is working in some places. In fact, I am getting information from US. Yes, there are hydroxychloroquine is working. Hydroxychloroquine working in a little bit different mechanism than the what the in malaria it does is, yes, hydroxychloroquine is working at least some degree,
mm-hmm.
without having a specific drug. For the time being, hydroxychloroquine is working. So far, I hear that.
Okay, and my last question is about temperature. There is some conversation, some speculation that as the temperature rises, as humidity rises, the virus itself will become less fatal.
Is it? Yes. See, if you look at this is a purely speculation. There is no proof whatsoever. This COVID-19 or this is nothing but it basically a viral infection, right? Every viral infection has its wave.
Yeah.
It goes up and goes down. If you look at this is most of the in winter, what we call it, common cold.
Yeah.
This actually starts
influenza.
Influenza, right? Flu. This is nothing but a variant of flu, right?
Right.
So the flu has its own season. And then summer it goes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when we get the temperature, basically we may expect it's going down. But still it's a speculation.
I can't. You don't know that for sure.
We don't know that for sure. That's because it's a very new organism, right?
So, Professor Das, so just last few words. Right now, you and me are both not wearing masks. I'm usually wearing a mask and also gloves, but we are sitting in the safety of your home. But I imagine you would recommend that.
Well, I mean, yes, there is only way to prevent. There are social distance that we are maintaining. At least one.
That's right. We are maintaining the social distance as well.
Social distance,
absolutely.
Number one. Number two, this organism actually spreads through the droplet, and the new research is coming out saying that it can roam around in the surroundings in the air for some time. So basically, to prevent that, actually the mask is the best way to do. So basically, once again, recommendation is always you put mask, social distancing, and
mass immunization. With BCG.
Yeah.
Well, that is still a proposal from you.
Yeah.
It has not been proven. If you like, right now you're just there are these sort of anecdotal evidence and conclusions that you're drawing from your own experience.
Right.
The government of India has not taken a look at it. WHO, of course, is, but there are several institutes.
Yes,
across
WHO
the world.
Is now talking about the BCG.
WHO is talking about BCG.
BCG, yes.
Okay.
In fact, I saw their note in that they're talking about BCG.
Well, that's interesting that WHO is beginning to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much for your time.
Thanks
thank
for
you
having
for speaking
me.
To the print.
Yeah.
This is Jyoti Malhotra for the print. Please continue to watch our YouTube channel. It's Live and Buzzing.
Thank you.